You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Del, what do you say we do a giveaway here? Since we're way behind. Holiday Hoop Fest, powered by Boost Mobile, this Saturday, the 12th at the Fertitta Center, U of H campus. Caller right now, 713-780-3776. Caller number 6 wins a pair of tickets to see the top local high school teams and the number one high school prospect, Imoni Bates, face off. Limited seating and CDC guidelines will be followed. For more information, go to holidayhoopfest.com. We've got a couple of tickets, free tickets for you to go to the big high school games at the Fertitta Center on Saturday. 713-780-3776, caller number 6. Look at this, people. I'm like, yeah, I want that.
They want that.
Yeah. No, I want that.
Doesn't that sound good?
Yeah. I heard of a lot of AAU talk yesterday and the best players in the state and where they're going and what they're doing. It's a battle to get these kids to, you know, play. And, I mean, there's some real talent out there in the Houston area. So this is probably going to – I haven't heard about this Imoni Bates kid. But apparently pretty damn good. So what's surprising is, I'll tell you this, I don't love basketball. The one thing I love about college basketball, they ain't afraid to play anybody. I mean, if you're number one in the country, you're playing number two. If you're a big name program, you ain't afraid to play anybody. Kentucky getting its ass handed to it this year.
Yeah.
They're 1-3. Well, surprisingly, they're young. No, they're always young. They're always young. Always, because all their guys go to the NBA after their first year.
He has no idea what a junior looks like.
No.
Well, they're on the end of the bench. They're
keeping the grade point up.
Oh, GPA are also, people are making, you know, oh, that kid, his dad gives money to the athletic department.
Mm-hmm.
We had one of those guys at Tulane. I'm not going to say his name, but we all knew who the guy was who was like, man,
and Duke,
guys on there for one reason.
And Duke's already lost 2 home games out of conference games, and they rarely do that. Now, they lost to Illinois, who's good this year. That happened last night. They were never really in it. And they also lost to Michigan State. So this is the year for the weird stuff to happen.
This is the year Gonzaga could win it all.
Yeah. I mean, they've been close a number of times the last couple of years. They're really good. I saw them a little bit. I haven't seen a lot of them.
That's a pretty good team. Pretty good team. He does a great job. He does a great job. That was our college basketball segment.
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, another thing.
That's a lot of college basketball. It was just talk.
Also, the Cougs shut down team activities. The basketball team did for COVID stuff.
How about the Cougs, number 7 in the country?
That's the respect you get when you win and Kelvin Sampson's your head coach.
And Kelvin Sampson, we watched a game against South Carolina the other night, and it was a good game. Actually, they were down 4 at the half. And we were watching. It was like, oh, my goodness. Kelvin wasn't there because of COVID. And I was like, I don't know who that dude is that's coaching. I think a couple of his, Kelvin and maybe a couple of other guys. His son wasn't there either. But I was like, that dude's got a lot of pressure on him right there because he
gotta
better
keep it
win.
Alive.
He better win because if it's not, you're gonna.
But you can survive early season losses in basketball, obviously. But this is just a weird year because you assume. Listen, based on the timetable we've heard, March Madness, there's no guarantee there's going to be March Madness. I would say it's the favorite, but if COVID eliminates teams, we hadn't talked about that, but COVID eliminates teams for 10 to 14 to 21 days. If a team gets it for March Madness, they're out.
Well, they're going
out of the tournament.
They're going with the bubble.
Yeah.
They're going to put them in a bubble.
That's what they say, and they're going to have multiple bubbles. We'll see. I just have my doubts that this bubble is going to work unless they do it like NBA bubble. And you can't do it like NBA bubble. NBA bubble, they had all of Disney World. I mean, they literally siphoned off an entire section of Florida and said, this is ours. You got your own personal chefs. They're not going to have all that in college.
Well, hockey did something similar to what you're describing, but without
the Disney World complex, what they did was they just had hotels next to the arenas in the two locations before they got to the Stanley Cup Finals, and they pretty much made it a compound. Like, they blocked the public from entering, and they had, like, fencing around the hotels, and the hotels were a path straight to the arena. So anyone who wasn't a part of a team or part of the NHL couldn't get in. So if there are hotels, and these are covering blocks. It's not like you walk across the street and you're in the hotel. They had to fence off blocks to get them from one place to the other. That's what they're going to have to do.
What about basketball opt-outs? I would assume we'll see guys in basketball opting out too, or no? Maybe not. I don't know. Football opt-out, they have.
To me, basketball is the most dangerous of any. I mean, at least you got a helmet on in between guys in football, but you're sweating all over the other guy. Your face, you want to talk about contact. If that guy's got it, you're going to get it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
that's why your testing has to be on point.
Yes. I mean, so that to me is a super. Basketball is even worse than a Vegas pool party as far as super spreader goes. Basketball guys are hanging on each other and down in the low post and, fighting for basketballs on the floor and everything else. I mean, it's amazing that there wasn't more. But they were pretty strict in the bubble. So, they kept it. They did a nice job with the NBA. They're not going to do that now. We'll find out how many NBA guys are going
to do it. What if you want to create your own bubble and you want to play basketball at your own house in your own little bubble?
Then you would call our guy Hoops, Born and Goals and Equipment.
He could create, so you never have to go to a gym again. You can stay at your house in a little bubble.
That's right. You could have a bubble. You could have a bubble situation at your house. Invite, like Lance can invite all the kids over from the school, and all of the kids could be at Lance's house, and they could play basketball all day long and enjoy what Keith Tate has to offer. Keith Tate is the nicest guy in the world. And he's got the ProDunkHoops.com, ProDunkHoops.com. It is the best goal. It's not even arguable. What part of the deal is the installation and how good it is. I'm telling you, it'll never, ever, ever, unless they come and take it out, which they did for me, it was the best installation you could possibly have. And the product is second to none with the tempered glass backboard and the unbreakable rim and the lowering the goal and everything else. And then all the accessories as well. You got to have a light out there so the kids can play at night. You got to have the net that'll screen the ball, stop the ball from going in the street. All of the things. You want to stencil it, you can do that as well, a three-point line, all of it. They do it all at ProDunkHoops.com. The best goal, it's not even arguable, ProDunkHoops.com. Tell Keith Tate, you heard it right here.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box. You confess it, but it will not come. You can test it.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Okay, so Carrie is back. Okay, we'll find out. So Carrie called the Blitz, the Fred and AJ show, the other night, and he was giving Fred the business about his pick of BYU. And Carrie bet the other way. He bet on Coastal Carolina because Fred loved BYU so much. Then he called Fred the other day.
And thanked him.
And thanked him for picking BYU because Carrie won money on Coastal Carolina. And Fred was none too pleased with Carrie. Now, Carrie bet had the what were the odds Tuesday? These are the odds Tuesday. Whether or not they would take his call, first of all, and secondly, would Fred apologize? Let's find out. Carrie's with us. Hey, Carrie.
Hey, fellas. So before I get to the result and the update, let me just tell you, let me give you a shout-out. Let me give Mark Klein a shout-out. That dude is one of the finest human beings in the world. He I don't know if you know this or not, but he runs the Adidas baseball program around Houston, traveling program, showcase program, and he is my son played for his organization, and that dude is just such a great guy. So kudos to you guys for having him as a sponsor.
He really is.
Terrific guy.
And he knows his baseball now, and he did. He ran a great organization for years. He does a hell of a job with the kids and baseball. There's no question about that. Andy, he's good with jewelry, too.
Yeah,
he's good with jewelry. He's good with stones.
He's good with them. Yeah. All right, give us the update.
Okay, so I did call. John, you said, A, he would take the call.
Yep.
That was your bet. And, B, he would not apologize for calling me a liar.
Right.
Which I'm not, and he should have. But now he dribbled out the clock. I called about six. So you lost the teaser, you lost the parlay, you lost the straight, but you lost everything. I called around 6:10, 6:08, and sat there and listened to him talk. And with the screener, I just told him, I'm calling for an apology. There was
I'm
no
calling
doubt
for an apology.
Well, okay.
Well, wait a minute. I had his quote. I had everything. And that dude, I mean, he talked for 5 or 10 minutes about whether Florida could beat Alabama, for God's sakes. You're talking about
that's
running out the clock.
Well, that's a topic of sports talk
about ACC and potential college football playoffs, Carrie.
John, Lance, he took a caller and apologized because it was the second time the caller had called in that day in between my call. I mean, come on, man.
Well,
that's a delay of game. I'm throwing the flag. That's a delay of game.
No.
You can throw a flag, but don't give in. Try it again.
I'm throwing the flag on you. I'm throwing the flag on you because of taunting before the phone call even was.
Look at this.
You got a 15-yard penalty for taunting.
Well, what type of bet is it if he just comes up as Carrie? Like, the guy, the bet is, will Fred acknowledge that?
He demanded an apology.
Guess what ain't going to happen? How about I just want to talk about that game again?
No, because if it doesn't trigger in Fred that, this is a guy who I yelled at, then it doesn't really matter. He just took a call on the board. But he said, look, I want an apology for what you said. That's the bet. I'm calling for an apology. And Fred's like,
no.
I'm not taking that call.
Yeah. No, that's exactly right. Dale, you're exactly. Hey, listen, if you don't have the stones to pick up the phone and say, you know what? I shouldn't have called you a liar. I should have just said, you know what? You got me.
No.
I wasn't even upset with him. Again, I was thanking the man for being so shy.
No. Taunting, more taunting, another 15-yarder. This is unsportsmanlike conduct.
And? So
this
what?
This is unsportsmanlike. And, by the way, there are plenty of guys that we don't take that we see their name up there and go, nah, we're not doing that. So whether or not I wanted to know whether or not he would just take a carry call.
Wait a minute. If you know it's a confrontational call, this show always goes to confrontational calls.
That is true.
Of course it does. That's
but
gold. You've got to take those calls.
Well, no. But there are some times that our caller is up there.
AJ's not here. I was going to see if AJ would give us insight if Fred knew who you were and was intentionally going to ice you out like Isaiah Thomas at the All-Star game got iced out, or like Jordan got iced out.
That's exactly what I felt like Isaiah Thomas. And let me tell you something. He talked about, for 5 minutes, he talked about a guy getting fired for singing about Corona. I mean, I'm telling you, four corners, the defense, he just went. He went all over the place. So Lance, I'm going to try again. John, here's what I'm going to do.
I feel
I'm
like the bet.
My name is Kerry. I'd like to talk about the BYU game.
I feel if you do that, now that's a different story. I feel like the bet was a big, got off the board. The bet was canceled. Everybody got their money back because you put up there, I want an apology. Okay.
I think that's the only way.
My bookie has it.
I think
my
that's
bookie
the,
has it. It's like -450 if he takes the call.
I'm with Kerry. I think the only way for that bet to go through is for Fred to know exactly who he is, exactly what he wants, and then for Fred to take the call. He didn't have to give him an apology, but to take the call, he should know exactly.
Yeah, take the call.
He
has to know that he has to have the willingness to take. That's part of the bet.
Yes.
I still thought he would have.
From now on, just put up, I'm BYU Kerry.
Yeah, and BYU Kerry. Call yourself
BYU Kerry. I'm BYU Kerry.
I don't think Fred will go to
Carolina Kerry.
I think your bet is wrong.
We'll see. I want to talk. I want to get.
I think you know what he's doing. Put him in a deep freeze.
It will happen in the 6 o'clock hour. So everybody, get ready.
All right.
Well, listen.
We'll see.
The only person.
I want to see if you can irritate him. I want to see if you can irritate him.
Oh, he'll irritate him.
Well, obviously, I want to call Fred. I'm looking for an apology. That pissed me off. I'd be like, "You want an apology?
Okay. I want somebody to call in about Lance's dry brisket." Okay, and see if it irritates.
About that. I don't get mad about that.
S to H?
I actually got mad the other day when somebody called me trash because of Fargo.
Yeah.
That guy got...
Trash-ass Lance.
Derek, no.
Anthony.
I think.
Anthony.
Yeah, he said, Lance, you are... He didn't call me trash-ass Lance. He goes, you're... Lance, those guys are right. Or no, Lance, you're
trash. And
then
he called back the next day and said, no, you were right.
Yeah. I just watched the season finale, which I haven't seen. I'm trying to get through the season finale right now, but this draft stuff's getting away. I watched Devontae Smith, Mac Jones. Let me tell you something. Mac Jones not nearly as good as I thought.
What?
Ooh, he's scurred.
Hateful.
He's like, you are hateful.
He is. No, dude. Mac Jones is just a guy throwing to really good players. He's got.
So he's
let
Tua.
Me tell you what he's not. He's not a second coming to Joe Burrow.
So he's Tua.
Joe is tough. Joe's a tough guy. This is not a tough guy. He will slide 9 yards before he's next to somebody like, I saw him, instead of running up in a pocket, I saw him jump forward and dive. Like, he's done some things that are scurry. Yeah?
How did the tough guy act work for Joe and the pros?
That was a no-blocking thing.
Well, Mac Jones like, you ain't doing that to me.
No, Mac, if Mac Jones sees heat, it is like this. This is what he does.
Yeah. Mm. He saw Tua. Lose the rest of his season. He saw Jones like, I ain't doing that to me.
Duck and cover.
Mac Jones ain't got enough tape to get hurt.
He's got 6 sacks this year. That's it. He's been sacked 6 times. Mac Jones is getting it out, baby. He ain't trying to take hits.
Thank you. That's smart.
Here it comes, man.
And what did you?
Where's Joe now?
Yeah.
Where's Joe now?
I haven't seen this attitude and demeanor since a man named Matthew Shaw.
And how long did Matt Shaw play?
Yeah.
He's still playing.
Made a Pro Bowl.
I'm going to give him a backup grade.
Speaking of Pro Bowl, did you see this? And I think Matt might be onto something here. We talked about it the other day, as a matter of fact. Pro Bowl, U of H just put out a tweet. Or I don't know if they just put out a tweet. But they put out a tweet. Pro Bowl, Greg Ward Jr., Ed Oliver, Brandon Wilson, Alandon Roberts. Why was Herman successful at U of H? Maybe because he had all these guys on the same team
Pro Bowl.
At one time. Greg Ward Jr. make the Pro Bowl?
Maybe they're up for voting.
Ed Oliver's not on a Pro Bowl. None of those guys.
Are they up?
Brandon Wilson's a good kick returner.
Yeah. I wonder if Greg Ward is going to get on special teams.
Is Greg Ward a good punt returner or something?
They must be on the ballot or something?
Yeah, maybe.
Probably.
Well, it says
there's
NFL
Buffalo articles about, is it too early to panic on Ed Oliver? That was articles in the paper. He's got 2 sacks this year.
I would say more he did have NFL talent on the roster. The Pro Bowl thing is whatever. But he did have quite a few NFL players on that roster he inherited.
Oh, well, yeah.
Ed Oliver, ready? Oh, his size isn't going to matter. He's got 2 sacks this year in 12 games and 3 tackles for loss.
He needs to be a linebacker.
Well, I don't know what he needs to be. Linebacker. I've already said I took a lot of heat for saying he could play big-ass linebacker. If he lost 10 pounds and played about 270?
You caught it.
Oh, I caught all kinds of crap from people who are stupid.
Well, who was the Steelers' big inside linebacker, remember?
LaVon Kirkland.
Who?
LaVon Kirkland.
LaVon Kirkland, oh, yeah.
That's
what I thought he was. Like, LaVon, yeah, and then he went from the Steelers, he went over to the Eagles, right?
I mean,
yeah.
Well, Ed had 5 sacks last year. Is he just having a down year? I mean,
He had five TFLs.
Yeah, he had
and
eight,
he's playing
5 sacks.
Inside.
Yeah, so I'm saying maybe just not a great.
No,
year.
Whitney has more sacks than him this year.
No, he does. Well, Whitney has him right now more sacks, but he had 5 last year.
I know, and right now, which is what matters, Whitney's got Ed Oliver in sacks.
Mm. Well, Whitney's an outside pass rusher. What does that say?
Yeah, Ed plays inside.
So he plays
what
on
do
a
you mean?
He plays on a much better defense.
What are you talking about?
He plays on a much better defense.
But why should the defensive tackle have more sacks than the pass rusher?
Probably not throwing his. I mean, they're. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Ed's got 2 sacks. He was drafted in the top 10.
Well, but he's an inside guy. Inside guys don't have as many sacks as an outside rush guy.
Tell it's Aaron Donald, I guess.
Oh,
they told me that was a comp. They said that was a comp. Ed Oliver's. They said Ed Oliver's the next Aaron Donald. They said this.
Did you comp a black guy with a black guy?
Who did you comp? I called him Aaron Schoble or something. I had to think of a white guy.
Let's see. You're
racist.
No, my Ed Oliver was Michael Dean Perry.
Michael Dean
actually
Perry.
Really good. No, it's actually a really good comp. Michael Dean Perry was a Pro Bowler. Michael Dean Perry was 285 pounds.
He looked a lot heavier than Ed.
Yeah, but he wasn't.
He wasn't?
No, he was. He was Michael Dean Perry was a good player. Nobody remembered who he was, but Michael Dean Perry was a good football player, Pro Bowler. Well, Michael Dean Perry looked a lot heavier than. Yeah. Well, I mean. He had fat face.
No, he looked. Look at that. Yeah,
that's not.
That don't look like Ed.
No, that's not a great big fat guy.
That is.
Oh, he's got a little bit of a gut here.
As soon as you said
that,
I thought fat guy.
Here he is, right here. That's not. He's. I mean, he's thick.
Yeah,
thicker than Ed.
That's Clemson, but he's not. He was 290 pounds.
How tall was he?
Like same. He's like 5'11".
Really?
He's Ed. I mean, the physical stuff matched, and they are both super, super quick. I called.
Listed at 6'1".
A former NFL player. Yeah, Ed was 6 foot. He's listed at 6'1". Yeah, Ed's listed at 6 foot, I think. But no, Ed's listed at 6'2". But I talked to somebody who had to block him, and they said, that's not a bad. He goes, no one's going to remember it, but that's not a bad comparison because
no, Michael Dean Perry was
really quick off the.
Good player.
Yeah, he was really quick.
You know, earlier.
Look, this is him right here when he was a Pro Bowler.
You know. A couple, like a week or so, maybe either earlier this week or last week, you talked about how your wife holds grudges. Do you think you hold grudges?
Yeah. Boy, no. He remembers back at.
No, I don't.
Oh, yeah, with all the U of H people coming at you? You kind of do.
You hold grudges.
You hold grudges against every West Virginia person?
No, it wasn't that many U of H people. It was, well, as long as you come back and tell me, man, you were right, sorry about that. Don't just disappear into.
Well,
don't
disappear. How many times are you going back to your wife and saying, "Oh, you were right"?
I do ask her. I'm going to apologize.
Your wife
I apologize when I miss people, or I say I missed it. No, I don't like people who try to go after you on Twitter and then they disappear into the. They just disappear into the sun. They pull this, Homer Simpson.
Hmm.
So you get left on hold with Fred too?
West Virginia
you're
people?
For an apology.
Fred,
you're not going to get an apology.
I get along with Fred. I like Fred.
No, but you're looking for an apology like Carrie
is.
Fred, no, I'm not looking for an apology. I'm just saying keep that same energy.
That's
I'm going
same.
Deshaun.
That's, no, you want
I'm
an
going
apology.
Deshaun on you. Deshaun told Pat Starr one time keep that same energy when Pat just said, oh, look, Deshaun missed his pass. And that offended Deshaun that he would point out something.
Well,
that
it should.
Right.
I want to see. Oh, did Pat Starr ever make throw a pass?
You mean in the NFL? No, he didn't. Not in the NFL.
9:30, ESPN 97.
You're a terrible person.
Oh, it's me. Great.
He's an awful person.
Oh, great. It's me. DJS Insurance.
Chaz Palminteri just walked out the door.
Hey, Chaz. Now you just can't get out. Put him in the bathroom. He's bad luck. So listen, this is your big chance to... this is your big chance to get homeowners insurance for way less than you're paying. And I know that you hear me say this, and unless you text, and remember, there's no strings attached here, so it's super easy to do. Text the word money to 232323. Within 15 seconds, you are going to have, you're going to have a firm quote for your homeowners insurance. And then you can decide, well, honey, we still get the A-rated homeowners insurance. We still have the same exact coverage, only they're doing it for a lot less. Now, for some people, a lot less may be $350, which is still very good. The average is $900. I've talked to people who have been over $3,000 before. Now, that's not the norm, but it is normal to see people save $1,200, $1,400 annually. That is something that is actually fairly normal. Why wouldn't you take a look and see if that's something that something that you might be able to do as well. It's just a text away. Text the word money to 232323, tgsinsurance.com.
ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
934 ESPN 97.5. All right, we've got some calls up here. 713-780-3776. Who is first? Gary is a Bills fan. He wants to talk. What do you say, Gary, the Bills fan?
Hi, guys. How you doing today?
We good. How you
What's
doing?
What's up, Gary?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Hey, listen, I'm glad you brought this up because I remember the draft. And, you know, when it got to our number and we picked that Oliver, you know, I wasn't happy. I wasn't sad, but I was leery. And because of that, it was because of the competition that he played. You know, a man amongst boys. And I don't know if this helps. I don't know anything about, like, one techniques or three technique or anything like that. But we lost Jordan Phillips to free agency to the Cardinals. And Star Lewitaley, he opted out because of the Rona. Right. And I guess they had a switch. Ed Oliver, I don't know permanently, but more to the technique that he doesn't play.
Ah, gotcha.
I don't know if it was one or three.
More of a nose, but, yeah. More of a nose than a three tech. Because a three technique allows him to play in space and uses athleticism. And where Cougars played him, for whatever reason, was like over the nose. And that's probably where Buffalo is playing him now, is more of around there where he can get double teamed. That would make more sense then. That would make some more sense.
But and like I said, I hope it works out. God, man, it was a top 10 pick, man. You can't miss on those picks. I don't care who you are.
No, you can't. And, I want to ask you about what were your thoughts, because people were down on Josh Allen when he was a draft pick. What were your thoughts when you got Josh Allen, and what are your thoughts now?
Okay, I'll be honest with you. Hey. I love watching probably one of the few. I love watching the combines in Indianapolis, and I remember when they were having some drills. I mean, he threw the ball 80 yards. And I remember I told this guy at work, I says, "Hey, man, this guy from Dakota. Man, he threw the ball 80 yards. All of a sudden, you know, the Bills drafted him." But, hey, I can say this. Hey, from Josh Allen day one to Josh Allen now, that's a guy that worked his craft.
Yeah. I was listening this morning, and Jay Williams, he said, I think, and you're a Bills fan, he said, I think the Bills, as opposed to the Browns, certainly as opposed to the Eagles, I think that the Bills think that they found their guy.
They did.
They did.
They found their guy.
And
it's not that. Hey, and I don't know if you know the story on Josh Allen, but, man, it's one of them stories where, hey, nobody wanted him. Nobody wanted him. There's a thing on YouTube, the story on Josh Allen. Nobody wanted him. The guy, one thing you can't coach or find is heart. That guy's got heart, and he's got so much Kelly in him. Hey, that game last night, Monday night, hey, that was his best game in all the 3 years he's been here.
He looked,
you know, it reminded me so much of Kelly. He'll throw that ball, two or three guys on him. Damn it if he ain't going to try to get it in there.
Yeah, he did, too. I mean, there were some throws in there with quadruple coverage.
Nah, he's got a special arm now. He
does.
The thought on him was he never threw at the anticipation. He always threw his guys into some trouble. Low completion percentage. But here's the thing: his completion percentage is, he's always going to be a guy who will miss some easy throws, but he'll also make some throws that other people can't make.
Yeah,
that's just the truth. He's mobile. He can run. He's not just mobile. He can run. He's a physical runner. He's a lot like Cam, said over and over, where the accuracy can be a little spotty, can make some unbelievable throws. But where he has Cam beat is he makes throws on the run that are really special.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people can throw while he's on the move like Josh Allen can. So, and he's been much better. Like, his mental toughness has been very, very good. He doesn't let things get to him. Baker, you can tell Baker, things get to Baker. Things can overwhelm Baker a little bit mentally. Not in terms of his processing or understanding, just in terms of when there's some adversity, Baker doesn't always handle it great. Josh Allen doesn't seem to be phased. If he has a bad game, the next game is just as likely to be a good game. Like, you just don't ever, and his teammates seem to really like
He's
like
tough.
Him. Yeah.
He's tough. He's not afraid to go get the tough yards, no. The run on the ball.
No.
I mean, when you got that guy, when you found that guy, it makes an entire, or look at the Bills now. The Bills, I mean, if you look at the Bills organization, after the Patriots dominated that division, it looks like the Bills are the team to beat for years to come in that division.
Yeah.
Well, you know, obviously the Patriots can get that quarterback situation solved, and they still got. But the Dolphins look really good, but the Bills are they know they're set. We'll find out whether or not Tua is the guy in Miami, but we know Josh Allen is the guy, and he's got it all. He's got it all. What a pick! Yeah, nobody wanted him, including Dakota, but Wyoming wanted him.
Yeah, Wyoming wanted him. Ultimately. Yeah. You thought Gary was doing a...
I thought he was.
You thought he was doing an accent.
Hey,
you realize, yeah. Then you realize, that's just Buffalo. That's Buffalo.
No.
Yeah.
You know Buffalo Timmy.
Yeah.
You remember Buffalo Timmy?
Great guy.
Yeah, same thing.
My guy Buffalo Jimmy in the pool hall in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. He gave him the nickname Kid Kerwin.
Mm-hmm.
So he, you know, he is Buffalo Jimmy Leone. His grandmother.
No,
or whatever.
I didn't know that, but okay.
Yeah. So his mom, I don't know, do you know the Leones?
No.
Of New York?
Well, you think I know every Italian?
Well, I didn't know. I wondered. You always ask Dell if he knows Nigerian people.
Yeah, well, I mean, he should. I mean, I don't know.
Why should I?
Because
what?
You're not proud of your people?
You don't know every Italian. Why would I know every Nigerian?
You know how
Nigerian?
Many Italians there are in this
you
country?
You know how many Nigerians
in
are
New
in this
York?
Country? In Houston?
With all the rats? You think I'm going there to meet all those people with all the rats?
There's a giant Nigerian contingent in Houston. I don't know them all.
I wrote one up in football. The Nigerians are taking over the Nigerians are taking over the edge rushing position.
Did you see the draft, the NBA draft?
It's getting to be a lot of Nigerians there, too.
Yeah.
What's with the Nigerians?
All of a sudden, with the Nigerians taking over.
Bam,
we had
Adebayo,
the first Nigerian
Precious,
ever here, Hakeem Olajuwon.
Sorry, Hakeem started a movement.
Hakeem did start it.
He did.
Hakeem did start it. And now we've got Aziz Ojulari from Georgia.
Ben Mutombo.
Yeah, there are multiple Ojulari. There's an Ojulari at LSU right now.
Yeah, it's his brother.
Then Joe Burrow.
That's his
he's
younger brother.
He's not Nigerian. The deal is...
Joe Burrow's not Nigerian?
No, he's not. As Nigerians have come over, when they stopped making their kids be engineers and let them play sports.
Yeah, that is his this guy, Aziz Ojulari, this is a true story. His grandfather was a prince in Nigeria and a heralded artist as well. So he is an international artist and a prince. His parents are both, I think his parents are both engineers, just something like
that's
that.
That's not a joke I was making.
And it wasn't a joke. And they have taught him to be respectful.
Don't do the act.
Humble. And be a hard worker. And so, you know, everyone rants and raves about his character. Nigerian parents are not full of bullcorn at all. Your dad just said, I'm done with Dell.
No, he didn't
done
say
with
that.
Dell.
No, he didn't
he's
say
He's ruined
that.
My chances with this bride.
I didn't ruin
now,
his chances.
He screwed me. Here, take this house. Don't call me anymore. Except I'll call you when I need
Not even a call. It's an email.
I need some, you know,
when
doctor
I need,
stuff.
When I need you to set up my doctor's appointments, because apparently... The internet works well enough in Nigeria for me to send an email, but not well enough to do it online like you're about to do, but set up my appointment online. Okay.
My dad's like, but the ThunderCloud app, he may be working with, I don't want to say who, but he may be working with an offensive lineman. And so he wants to look at some tape, and I was giving him a ThunderCloud username and password. I started telling him, all you have to do is just tell your mom here. Just tell your mom.
That's it. No. Yeah, Marshall do it. Marshall get that.
Did you see Lewis Nix, former Texans washout draft pick, who got cut before he ever played, was shot yesterday. Well, Dell had that. He was changing a tire and ended up getting shot.
Well, I mean, if you're going to be changing a tire.
What? But more importantly.
What, John?
If you're going to be changing a tire, you know, you got to be careful.
You didn't say this on the air. You said it off the air. You said, AJ Bouye is the next one to get popped for peds. And
well, I told everybody that it would, there would be another Texans, and I told you it was going to be A.J. Bouye.
And it was A.J. Bouye.
It was A.J. Bouye. And that whole situation is an ugly situation that I, and listen, I'm telling you, this is on the doctor. I didn't believe it at first. I was like, come on. Oh, yeah, the doctor gave me something like that. The doctor gave all of these guys something they didn't know. Now, they should have, it's on them because they should have checked it out better. The doctor said he was a guy who was working with NFL teams, and he screwed him. He screwed him. And these guys are paying for it. And I wouldn't be surprised if, I don't know what kind of money, if the doctor's doing this, what kind of doctor is he? And what kind of money does he have? Who knows? Maybe he makes a lot of illegal money, but that's hard to get to. So I don't know if the guys can sue him, but this guy screwed him. This guy screwed all of these guys. Roby screwed Fuller. And now A.J. Bouye, and I think there's a few more that are coming. So, yeah, bad situation. 944 ESPN 97.5. Hey, guys, you want to knock her socks off? This Christmas, get her the gift of comfort and relaxation. Tempting Touch pajamas exclusively from Pajamagram, America's PJ experts for nearly 20 years. I've gotten my wife Pajamagrams before. She loves them. Frankie stole my wife's Pajamagrams. She loved them so much. They are, in this one, is Micro Velvet Tempting Touch pajamas. Irresistible to wear, beg to be touched. Her curves are going to be showing too. It'll be so nice, guys. Pajamagram.com. Check them out. You're going to love them too. Right now, when you order today, you get a great deal, free gift packaging. That means you don't have to wrap a thing. That's what I like about it. Not wrapping a thing. Beat the holiday rush. Get her these Tempting Touch pajamas. Get your free gift packaging today before this deal disappears. Just go to pajamagram.com. Fast, easy, and delivery by Christmas guaranteed. Pajamagram.com. Tell them I sent you.
This is ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here to hang out with us, 713-780-3776. The big story, James Harden back at camp. I think he can, what I heard is that he can join the team on Monday. With all the protocols and everything else. But he did get a workout, and he can work out as he is quarantining, and I think he will continue to do so. But he can get back with the team, which would give them a couple of preseason games to work with James. I don't know if he will. We've talked about that a little bit earlier, but we shall see. Might want to play a little bit with John Wall before the season starts. Just might want to. We'll see. But we'll find that out next week. Let's get Lamont in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Lamont.
Say, man, when y'all talking about these PEDs, is it possible that somebody snitched on them, man? Because this is just pretty strange that they would single these guys. I haven't heard anyone saying how these guys were singled out, and it was just pretty odd to me.
There's a bunch of testing, after a game of. You know, or during the week or whatever, guys get tested all the time.
Yeah, but I'm saying those three particular guys.
Well, but they, you know about them because they were caught. Everybody else who was tested were negative. You see,
okay, it just seemed weird to me. Like you were telling Lance that you knew who else was coming. I mean, if everybody knows who's coming. It seems like somebody is around there snitching.
No. The reason I knew he was tested positive is because he had already tested positive, but he appealed.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't a situation. A bunch of guys get tested,
but they're
every
all the
day.
The same doctor.
They're right? All the same doctor.
Yeah, that's
well, but this doctor was giving them stuff that was not hidden. That was detectable.
Okay.
So this doctor must not have known.
No, this doctor knew and just.
Why would you do that?
Well, I don't know. I don't know why.
That's not really good for business.
It's not great. No, it's terrible. The whole thing is terrible. It's not good for them. It's not good for the doctor. It's not good for anything. There, maybe the doctor didn't know.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Go ahead, Lamont.
My last thing, the Houston Texans are still ass backwards, man. And the reason I say that is for the simple fact they opened the roof with no fans in there. That makes no sense. Not only that, and I called a blitz yesterday about this too. They got football guys out there to go find personnel, GM. Nothing that they do makes sense to me right now. But, you know, we'll sit back and I know everybody all happy about Jimmy Johnson and Dungy and Andre Johnson. Man, Andre Johnson hired his uncle out there and got him screwed in the deal. And you're going to send this guy out there to go find me a personnel guy? Team is still backwards, man. That's all I have.
That's a PR thing. Why would Andre Johnson know about GMs?
I wanted
coaches?
To talk about this. Cal McNair, as a season ticket holder, he sent me an
pizza.
Email.
Oh, okay.
No, he didn't send me a pizza.
You didn't get a pie?
I didn't get anything. My dad's mantra, I did before. Yeah, I got it for Christmas. My dad's mantra was always, you can't go wrong by doing what's right. And while doing what's right isn't always easy, we carry this mission forward. Blah, 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 blah.
Knowledge is power.
The group involved in this search includes myself, Houston Texans President Jamie Roots, and the search firm. In this process, we're also consulting with some of the most highly regarded minds in sports to gain additional perspective.
Jack Easterby?
No. These individuals include R.C. Buford, CEO of the San Antonio Spurs.
Jack.
Tony Dungy, Pro Football Hall of Fame member. Jimmy Johnson, Pro Football Hall of Fame member.
Easterby.
Rod Graves, Executive Director of the Fritz Pollard Alliance, and longtime NFL executive. And Andre Johnson, Houston Texans Ring of Honor member. Now, we will evaluate internally the feedback, blah, 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 blah. But we will consider any input we receive. But at the end of the day, my mom and I will decide who will lead our football team into the future. That's where I have a problem.
Not me. I'm glad Moms is in it.
No, I'm not.
Because now Moms is... Moms is getting something. Have you noticed things have changed? It used to be it's me and it's Corn Fairy and it's Jack. Now all of a sudden, Moms is involved and I don't hear about Corn Fairy and I don't hear about Jack.
I don't. Listen.
What is Janice McNair?
You're jumping the gun. I don't have a problem with the Moms part.
Oh.
I had the problem with the I part.
Oh. You meant that he's still involved? You want it to just be Mom? Del, why did you shoot your arms up?
Because this man just said, me and Mommy are going to do this.
That did hit me a different kind of way.
Have a problem.
Mom will decide.
I wish they would just take a vote of all of these other people and say, who do you guys want? And we'll go that way.
Okay, so let me ask you a quick question, Del. Who was, because I don't want to call Janice McNair Cersei Lannister, but who was the kid that was here's why.
No,
who was the kid?
Who was Catelyn?
She is. That's what you would think. However, who was the kid that like jumped out of the tree?
He was pushed out by Jamie.
No, that jumped out, the king, the second king, her other son.
Tommen?
Yeah. That feels like what it is. Like it's Tommen, but you really know. It's Cersei. Like, it's not Tommen. Hopefully not. You don't want Tommen doing anything. And frankly, Cersei knew how to get stuff done. Let's just be honest about that. If I call Janice, you know, not everything's going to be a great comp here. But if I call Janice McNair Cersei, I felt like Cersei knew what she was doing. I feel like Cersei would get some things done. Cersei understood how the game worked. Tommen didn't.
I kind of feel more like she's Catelyn.
Well, that's what she's going to do
anything
look like.
For her kids.
She's what?
She would do anything for her kids. That type of deal.
Yeah, that's what I want her to be.
I think that's your better choice because at least with Catelyn, you know, the children aren't products of incest.
And didn't she?
Well, I said I don't want that.
Yeah, that too.
Look, the comp is not.
No. It's Catelyn because. And then didn't she have the one kid that was with Bram that was really kind of a. The one kid, wasn't there another kid with Bram?
The one who wouldn't zigzag and got hit by the arrows?
Yeah. No one cared about that one.
Yeah. I nobody cared. Name. That one got captured, wasn't all that bright.
Well, he was a little kid. Catelyn's the perfect example because you know what? Ned Stark is dead.
Yeah.
Bob.
Oh.
All the things, really. It's more Catelyn than it is Cersei.
And Ned Stark was a man of character.
Yes, just like
honor.
Just like
and he had that one kid got hit by the arrow.
Yeah, But Ned also had.
Ned was a man of honor. Yes.
And Ned was a man of honor. Like, but Ned had a misstep. Bob had a misstep. Yeah. Ned had a misstep.
Yeah. Don't call her Cersei.
John.
Not Cersei. I'm thinking she's Kevin.
No, but John, you know, John Snow didn't accidentally
and
get
by
here.
The way, didn't the Starks all get...
Oh, wait, that's right.
John Snow that was not
that's
his...
That's right when it's... Oh, the, that spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Weren't the Starks on the losing team all the time?
For quite a bit, yes. So, but at the end, they came out on top.
Oh, yeah.
Rickon. So is Cal no longer Hodor, but he's Rickon Stark?
Is that, the one that is his name?
Yeah, that's the kid who got hit by the arrows.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know.
It's not perfect comparisons.
No, but I would go with Cap.
Me Stark. And my mom will make this decision.
Yeah.
It's something I have never in sports heard, except maybe with the Lions. Mrs. Ford.
Yeah, but she was the boss.
Yeah, she's the boss. She didn't have a son.
It was
says,
me. I'm making this decision.
Can we
and
get...
Then, but I like it. I like it. Me and my mom
Georgia
were like...
Frontier.
Frankly, I've been excited. I've been happy to have Janice in. She's not going to put up with the shenanigans. I was told that Jack hasn't liked this heat that he's been getting. You know, what I call heat is just attention for moves that he has made and the
attention
actual attention.
I don't think Jack wants any attention, media-wise. No.
No, I think he liked it when he was just climbing up the ladder and didn't have any light shined on him. The lights got shined bright on him. Oh. But you were part of, you know, Bill did that because Bill, you wanted it and Bill gave it to you. And now Bill's making sure that the articles that are written are going to have some Bill spins now.
Listen.
But don't worry. Bill spins are coming.
Yeah, you jumped the gun.
Yeah.
I'm fine with Janice making this decision.
Yeah.
I am fine with Janice making this decision.
Art called her Livia Soprano. Who? Tony's mom. He called her Livia Soprano, Tony's mom from The Sopranos.
No.
I don't like
no.
that.
No.
I don't.
No, she's not that. No, actually, I think she's a lot like Catelyn.
I think Catelyn Stark's the appropriate comparison.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Aunt Viv.
She's got morals, values. She's solid. Yeah, she gave that $5.5 million to ProVision. Mm-hmm. She's, you know what? I've got a lot of respect for Janice.
And she'll cut your throat at a wedding.
Well, no, you'll.
No, I don't
no,
think that's all. I think
she cut that girl's throat and then she got killed. Remember?
Oh well, that was after everybody was killing
that's what
her
I'm saying.
Kids.
She'll cut your throat at a wedding too if you cross her.
Well, if you kill her kids,
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Yeah. I'm saying she don't test her. That's all.
Yeah. And don't start none.
There won't be none. That's all.
All right, 957.
Beat it, Lance.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, that guy who orchestrated the Red Wedding is in Gangs of London.
He's in everything. Yeah, I noticed him, but he's in a lot of stuff.
Wait.
Yeah.
Walter Frey is in Gangs of London.
Oh, yeah. He's in it early.
Yeah.
He's also in that Britannia show.
He's in episode one when he's in the bar.
Yeah, in the bar.
And he's like Walter Frey sitting in a bar.
Yeah.
The same guy.
It's not like he's going to play Brad Pitt next.
Oi, Elliot!
He's in that Britannia show I was talking about, too. He's everywhere. He gets a lot of work.
He's a type character.
Okay. You thought he was going to be the ladies' man in this season?
Yeah,
in that show?
No. No, he's not George Clooney in the George Clooney story. All right, 958 ESPN 97.5. Time to talk Absolute Marble and Granite. And Jeff Aronoff and what he's doing over there and the greatness that is Jeff Aronoff and the greatness that can be your business, the greatness that can be your home and how important it is. Listen, you are not getting value when you try to sell. You try to sell your house, when you try to sell your business. If it's all shungad, who's going to buy it? If it's not updated, if it's not looking great, if it's not marble, if it's not granite, if it's not tiled, if it's not. And by the way, it was, well, I mean. The work that he's doing makes everything look richer, better, unbelievable. And if it's a big job, you want to redo that business. You want to redo that patio. You want to redo that kitchen or bathroom or whatever room it is in your home. Jeff Aronoff can get that job done and make it look awesome. And this is what he does every single day. If you're looking for that kind of workmanship, and by the way, you don't need an architect because he does that as well. He did that at my house. He'll do that at your house too. All you got to do is give him a call. Let him start the process. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822.
Years of research and innovation. Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!